Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Workers at the Whole Foods in Philadelphia Spring Garden section have voted to join a union, becoming the first store in the chain to organize. KYW's Pat Loeb has more.
Makes me so excited. I'm so excited, to be honest.
Kai Adams is a member of the ad hoc group of employees who, in November, requested a union election. She says the company brought in a new management team last month that campaigned against unionizing. Adams said she's happy a majority of her coworkers resisted the pressure.
It was a lot of people who were on the fence who we couldn't get a read on, but people showed up and were so enthusiastic and ready to vote.
Whole Foods emailed a statement saying they're disappointed in the outcome of the election, but are committed to maintaining a positive work environment at the store. The workers will be represented by the United Food and Commercial Workers. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police have identified and charged a 26-year-old woman as the alleged driver who struck a group of people on North Broad Street Sunday night, injuring 8 of them. KYW's Vic Rakapathy reports it's one of a host of incidents police dealt with as fans celebrated the Birds going to the big game.
26-year-old Rebecca DeShields of Narberth faces charges including assault and reckless driving after police say she drove a silver 2018 Mercedes into a crowd at Broad and Spring Garden. It happened around 9:30 Sunday night and hurt 8 people, the worst injury being broken bones. Around the same time, police found a 20-year-old gunshot victim at 13th and Chestnut and took him to the hospital in stable condition. And about 2 hours later, a 39-year-old man showed up at the hospital with graze wounds, saying he heard shots while driving south on Broad near Spring Garden. Police are investigating both shootings, as well as a video that's gone viral from Frankfort and Cottman in which an unidentified man fires a gun into the air during a celebration. But Mayor Sherelle Parker says the violence did not define Sunday night.
By and large, Philly, we celebrate it responsibly.
Additionally, police arrested a 34-year-old man in a stabbing near Xfinity Live. They're also reporting 4 assaults of officers, 2 resulting in arrests. Vic Rakapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Several public events in New Jersey were ruined last spring and summer as unruly crowds ran wild. So a bill moving through Trenton would create new penalties for those promoting public brawls. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
There were numerous incidents and large fights at boardwalks and in shore towns, as well as festivals and carnivals elsewhere. Assemblyman Dan Hutchison says one big fight during Gloucester Township Day was his inspiration for this legislation.
It's designed to criminalize the conduct that took place that day and protect the citizens and reassure the towns that they can hold these events without fear.
The bill would make it a disorderly person's offense to use social media to organize mayhem or brawls with 4 or more people. It goes up to a 4th degree offense, punishable by up to 18 months in jail if the incident is designed to disrupt a public event. The bill has received approval from the Public Safety Committee, and Assemblyman Hutchison says he would like to see this passed and signed into law before the spring. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A stray puppy in Olney tests positive for rabies, and there's concern that the puppy's litter mates may have the disease, which could put any humans that came in contact with the young dogs at risk, too. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The puppy, believed to have been between 2 and 5 months old, was found wandering around Welland Street near North American Street by a nearby resident on January 18th. ACT Philly Animal Protection officers picked the puppy up. Sarah Burnett is the shelter's executive director. She says some bite wounds on the pup were addressed, and then she started to show neurological symptoms.
She didn't really stand up. She's falling over, so we did euthanize her and send her out for testing for rabies as a precaution, really. We didn't think she would actually come back positive. But, you know, so she did have it, which is very unusual. I mean, this is only the second dog since 2022 that is at least on record as having tested positive in Philadelphia.
The Philadelphia Department of Public Health says rabies is not only fatal in animals, but humans, too. And there's a tight window to get treatment. There's an effort underway to locate the rabbit puppy's litter mates and those who may have had contact with them. Treatment for rabies includes receiving an antibody product against rabies, along with 4 doses of rabies vaccine given over a 2-week period. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.